It was very, very poor quality by today's standards. It consisted of three bedrooms, two fairly large bedrooms, and a back bedroom. Downstairs, there were three rooms. There was the front room, which was the laying-out parlour, because everybody got laid out. When you died, you used the front room for weddings, funerals, and sometimes parties, but very rarely did we have parties. The middle room was the main living room. Now, that was very poorly furnished. It had a sideboard where most of the crockery was kept. None of our crockery, by the way, matched. It was all bits and pieces from all sorts of areas. We did have one tea set, which my father gave to my mother when they got married in 1934. The seating in the lounge, I suppose we would call it now, was living room when we were there, was really upright dining chairs with Rexine seats, wooden backs, very upright. Nothing of an easy chair nature except for the two chairs which my mother and father shared. And they were a kind of chair which converted into a bed settee which you dropped the back down. I've lain on that when I was not very well many times. The table in the sitting room was a scrub-top table which mother used to scrub religiously every week and more often than not in between times as well. We did have a piano. My mother decided that I should learn to play the piano. So from somewhere, I do not know where, but she got a piano. Very old-fashioned piano with candlesticks on the front and ruched linen material. But it was a piano, it wasn't a pianola. The kitchen was very, very Spartan. All it consisted of was a stone-type sink, which we'd call salt-glazed. All the washing that we had was this sink, over which was a cold water tap. No hot water at all. We didn't have any hot water services.